Everything gets stored as memory and programs in the big onion, or what you call subconscious, and then impulses are sent, or certain astrological configurations trigger this information to burst forward, and someone says, look, I've just invented this. They think they've invented it. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, the idea has been seeded in a lot of people, and with timing, things are pushed from the back garden out to the front garden, and the conscious mind makes contact with it. And the simplicity and naivete of the conscious mind says, look how great I am, I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize because I invented this. Yes. Any other questions about the giants? Or that, or other life forms?
Well, I was wondering about those four that were on the four corners of the earth and those grid formations. Are they the ones who still maintain their own capacities and didn't go crazy? And
yes. In other words, those that would be built in sarcophagi or stored in a sarcophagi of crystalline structure and that would be preserved all this time, who would be basically asleep, they willfully could see beyond time. These beings of old did not use linear time. They were completely multidimensional. It's hard for you to understand because you are trained in linear. But linear is new. Linear, you think, oh, when you read about history from 1,000 years ago, you think those people had to be linear because you read about their history in a linear fashion. They weren't linear even 1,000 years ago. Everyone. People became more linear with clocks. And that would be anywhere from 1500 to 1800 AD. So just 5 to, let's say, 300, 200 years ago. The mind began to fine-tune itself into the experiment of sequential time. The giants understood the cyclical time. And they understood multidimensionality. So they could see that Earth would go through all kinds of things and there would be a time when their presence would be needed to stabilize things and explain, and they had to pay their karma for bringing things here. Mm-hmm. So they would have built themselves structures and set up certain guardians for them. And these guardians, again, would not just be physical guardians. It's not just that certain indigenous people from let's say, the Hopi or the Cherokee or the Ojibwa or any of these other tribes or even people in the Nepalese or the Tibetans. It's not just that the people are guardianing this. There would be inner dimensionals as well that would take on the role of guardian. And they would be beings who would perhaps be more frequency existing and then could manifest if they needed to in physical reality. Some of you have the pictures of the canyon lands. Bill and Vehicle and Deborah all have the pictures of these entities on their past life posters. And they are etchings from the canyon walls in the canyon lands. And you see these varieties of shapes and sizes of beings. And there's those who are the giants and those who then are the guardians of the giants. One could say the giant created a guardian of itself and said, I will break a part of myself off to guide, to guard myself as I am buried here, and to protect me and protect all beings from interfering with me until I am needed. King Tut, if you look at Egypt, and we'll go on a little bit if you don't mind just to finish some stories here. In Egypt, when in the 19th century and 20th century, as different groups of archaeologists went in, they had karma. They were in Egypt. They went to find these things. They found them. Many of them found what they themselves closed up. And the Egyptians, of course, when they were burying their dead, they had already lost a lot of their high magic, and they were into mumbo-jumbo. But they could still cast a nasty spell. Do you understand? And they warded off these underground tombs. The archaeologists come, they discover them. Wow, what a big discovery. They're crossing their own timelines. They remember something. They open these things up. They let off all kinds of stuff. And if you follow the stories, you know that whenever tombs are open, there's all kinds of mental problems, physical problems, etc., etc. The Egyptians were not able to hide themselves. They were not able to split versions of themselves off to guard their tombs, as the giants have. So the giants have guardians around them. And people, normal people such as you, have run across these guardians in remote areas. And they are strange creatures. And if you were to see one, you would not necessarily see a face, hands, etc. You would see a shape. And that's how they may manifest, as a shape. And they would scare the ever-loving everything out of you if you ran across them. They may be able to take different shapes on, but it is these shapes that are marked as petroglyphs on many of the rock etchings in the southwest of North America. And this is, again, the giants are telling their story. If you knew how to read these petroglyphs, you would be able to see their story. They are telling you what they are doing. We are guarding here. We are going to come back at a certain time. This is why many of the indigenous people now believe, Hopi and others believe, that all of their prophecies that they had over the centuries have all been fulfilled. And so they are all now just waiting. They are waiting for, they know that any time something big is going to transpire. And there is huge buzz among the indigenous people from one end of the globe to the other are those who have kept the old earth ways. And they are just sitting, waiting. Some of them are so old, these native peoples. They want to stay alive and they hold themselves in the body to just be here for the event, to be here, because they've kept this open for generations and generations, and now they're finding that the younger generations no longer want to take the role of holding things open. And so some of them feel as if they have failed because they have not been able to pass on this guardianship. Others know, because no one wants to take up the guardianship. The guardianship is over. Something is about to occur.
Yeah.
And when we say about to occur, they know it is imminent. They know it is coming at some time in any moment. But that any moment could be a number of years on your planet. Do you understand?
It sounds unprecedented.
From your historical perspective, yes, it is unprecedented, because every civilization and every exploration and every cleaning of the fear, cleaning of the confusion is unique. This one, we said years ago, involves about 500,000 years worth of conscious cleanup.